T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They're always coming up with new ways for couples to meet or hook up. And one great example is all the apps out there. You've got the Bumble and Plenty of Fish and Tinder and Grindr and Ender and Ander and Under and Over and all these different apps. But now they've come up with an interesting way to meet someone.
You forgot Splendor.
I believe that's a sugar substitute.
Oh, never mind.
And this one actually sounds interesting, but also gross at the same time.
All right.
It's called a pheromone party.
Hmm. Hey.
And what you do is you take a T-shirt and you wear it for several days, preferably in some sweaty activities.
Oh, maybe while you're dancing on the dance floor and getting it all stinky.
That's one thing, or you could just go outside these days right now. But whatever it is, you get this shirt sweaty, and you put it in a bag, and you put a little number on the tag that's your number.
Ah.
And then you go to this party with all these other people in their stinky shirts.
All right.
And then you go around and you smell these different shirts. Now, they're not with the person that they belong to. They're just in the room. And you find which stinky shirt makes you feel the best.
Now, are you exaggerating some of this?
No.
Saying where it's like a stinky shirt? Because I feel like, and I've told you this before, everybody has their own smell and their own scent.
It could be good smelling sweat.
Yeah. I mean, is it like sweating out in the yard and then you put that sweaty shirt in the bag? Or is it just someone else's scent that they put off? Like, you have a smell.
I'll read the article directly to you.
It's Cheetos.
Before you go to the party, you're supposed to wear the shirt for a few days to get it nice and sweaty. Then you put it in a bag and take it to the party. People take turns smelling everyone's sweaty shirts, and then they mark down which ones they're most attracted to. After everyone is done smelling, you get to see whose shirt that you marked down and talk to the people whose scents got you interested.
So without knowing if it's male or female, you could like another woman's shirt.
No, they don't do that unless you're particularly wanting that kind of a party.
And it didn't make sense.
I think the amount of sweat that you have in that bag or whatever makes a difference. For example, think about your gym bag that you had when you put your stinky shirt.
You're not supposed to wear it for all semester long. It says 2 to 3 days.
Okay. So I can sweat in my shirt I have on right now without doing exercise.
Okay.
I walk around, have a normal day, there's some sweat on it.
I don't doubt that.
Okay. So if that would be more like my smell that I ooze throughout just living my everyday life.
Right. That's what they're looking for, not the stinky gym sweats.
Okay. Well, there's a chance that you're going to have some stink if you've been sweating in something for three days.
But you put that in a Ziploc bag, it's going to be nasty.
A woman who recently attended one of these pheromone parties says it's a different take on mating. It's very visceral and subconscious and sweaty. Don't forget sweaty.
Well, that's what dogs do. I mean, they go around sniffing each other. That's how they get to know each other. And like, well, you know what? I think I'll date him. I think I'll date her.
Where did you get that idea?
You can watch
it. But you know how you see...
But that's not what they do to date.
You know, in the movie sometimes when he's out of town and the woman wants to wear his shirt to bed.
She smells
his shirt. Those are the pheromones I think they're talking about, because he has his scent on there, not necessarily his sweat.
That was with Ryan Gosling, right?
Well,
I remember that movie. That was a good
one.
Watched
it a few times.
And she took those out of the closet. That's Tide she's smelling.
But
I think you're
scent.
Right, Kato.
You know what, Heidi? That was a commercial.
Yeah.
That's a Tide commercial.
A real short movie.
One of the ladies who organized a pheromone party said it's a lovely experience to not visually judge someone, to smell them before you see them.
Got an idea right now, okay? Heidi, won't you sniff us? Just tell us which one you would date here in the room, okay? I'll go first. Just come over here. I'm going to...
Oh, this is Torture Tuesday.
No. Sniff me.
Okay.
All right, now.
Kato, come
sniff
here.
Kato.
I'm going to pass on this.
All right. No. Sniff Tom.
I don't want to be sniffed.
Yeah, it doesn't. No, let it. You got to sniff him.
That's really Tuesday. That's going above and beyond the call of the show.
You got to figure out who you're going to date.
I already know it wouldn't be him. So between you two, okay. Kato smells good. You smell just plain. But okay. Kato smells like, who does that smell?
You're saying Kato's the peanut and I'm the plane.
I'm trying to smell what
I... there is a distinct difference, and it's not just detergent.
I have Tide.
Hawk, you smell fine, plain, good, but Kato has just something else that's going for him.
You know what? It's Gucci Guilty.
Oh, see? He's got cologne.
Very little spritz.
If I could break up your dating session over here.
No, leave us.
One of the persons in this study said they broke up with someone because she didn't like his scent.
Yeah.
Later, she said the man seemed perfect on paper and emotionally they connected, but he just didn't have the right scent for her.
I'll be honest. This might be something I would like to try.
Sure.
I just want to see what scent I'm attracted to.
I'll have a pheromone party at my house then.
You'd like to try it somewhere else?
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.